KFYO 739, the Tom and Sandra. Laura Mack is out on the West Coast for a couple of days. Welcoming to the program, Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Congressman, thanks for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you, Sandra. Tom, good to be on with you this morning.
Hey, thank you very much and appreciate you being here. Listen, we have all of these VA concerns that are going on with delay of services and benefits and things like that. Director Eric is in deep Shinseki, yes?
Yes, he is. And as he should be. I mean, you know, one of the things that many of us have been concerned about, these backlogs that are going on at VA, and, you know, we get a lot of VA activity in our congressional office and, you know, trying to help veterans navigate through, you know, somewhat can be a frustrating process. But the fact to have two lists, you know, lying to Congress about, you know, the extent of the backlogs is a no-no.
Let me just say this. Relative the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, whatever you want to call it, and the way that the VA is run, we have talked about this before on this program. My wife's grandparents and relatives across the pond in England, you know, which are on that socialized medical type program. We've had three family members die waiting on very simple procedures that complications grew out of because of lack of treatment. What people don't see coming here, Congressman, is that this is Obamacare realized.
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, I was in England a few years ago, and one of the people that was kind of giving us a tour had an uncle that was waiting gallbladder surgery, but he was on the list, and before he could get the gallbladder surgery, he died from complications of that, you know, and basically that's what happens, you know, when you have socialized medicine is you start rationing that care, and when you start rationing it, people are making choices of who gets to treatment and who doesn't. That's not acceptable.
Well, and this is the way that I see this. If you have a list and another list that you're keeping, this is basically just cooking the book. There's like all kinds of cooking the books going on here. It's not just fraudulent from the standpoint of providing services, but billing and the way that money moves.
Yeah, it's like that having a set of books for the IRS and a set of books for your banker. You know, that's just a no-no. And, you know, one of the things that I think is frustrating is that, you know, we've, you know, put some additional resources into the VA to help with this backlog. And now we find out that some people are still not reporting the correct numbers. You know, sometimes the truth is much better than a lie. In fact, it's always better than that. And, you know, so I think it's frustrating. And I think one thing that Jeff Miller, who's the chairman of the Veterans VA Committee, is dedicated to getting to the bottom of that. Jeff has been out to Lubbock before and visited the VA clinic there in Lubbock. And so I don't think you've heard the last of this.
Congressman, if you'll hang on, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. It's 7:42 right now, 47 degrees. 7:47, good morning. This is Lubbock's First News. Hey, this is great news for Texas Tech Red Raider Nation and fans everywhere. The Jets pick up tight end Jay Samaro in the second round. So he'll be playing for the New York Jets.
I like your accent.
We can forgive him of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Congressman Randy Neugebauer back online with us this morning. Congressman, Sandra had some thoughts about Benghazi.
Yes.
Well, Congressman, I was just thinking about the fact that, you know, on the Special Select Committee, there's 7 Republican spots, 5 Democrat spots. They're both sides are promising not to make it political theater, that they really want to get to the bottom of what happened and get more information. What is your thought on that? I mean, do you think that we're going to find some new information? And what do you think about the potential for harm, I guess, in the election? I mean, the media narrative is so against this, as if it's a witch hunt, just trying to find facts, you know, of why our people were killed over there. What is your thought on the Select Committee?
Yeah, Sandra, thank you for that question. Well, I think the thought I have is that the administration has been less than forthright on this process. And so I think if they had been more forthright, I think we wouldn't be where we are today. But they've not acted in good faith, and four people lost their lives. And a lot of emails and information has surfaced to make us believe that, you know, we need to do some more investigation. One of the things that Congress should spend more time doing is oversight, whether it's about the VA or situations like Benghazi, the IRS targeting, on and on. That's really one of the primary roles of Congress. And so this is a part of an oversight process. This select committee will have a little bit stronger powers than some of the committees that have been doing some of the investigation. And so if there's nothing to hide, there should be nothing to fear here.
Absolutely.
Well, and that brings the next question or in my mind. If, in fact, this was a witch hunt, then why now are just emails and things being pried out of the clutches of the administration? And why now are these things just coming to light? If they were fully transparent on the deal, they would have put everything on the table. So in my mm-hmm. mind, it's not a matter if there's guilt involved, it's who's guilty and how high up does it go. And
exactly.
how many people are going to have to fall on the sword before people wise up?
Yeah. You know, I was chairman of an oversight committee last Congress, and there's a lot of different ways that you do oversight. A lot of times I just write an agency a letter and say, I'd like, you know, more information about this, or can you furnish me documents on this? And, you know, and they would send that. My recourse was is if they didn't send that information voluntarily, then, you know, obviously you could subpoena those records. And what's happened here is the administration is slow-played furnishing a lot of information, make it difficult when they do. For example, they bring 25,000 documents over to the committee. You can look at them there on site, but then they take those 25,000 documents back over to their agency. Well, it's hard to go through 25,000 documents, you know, in an 8-hour day. So it's just things like that. And then this recent emails where, you know, there was some White House involvement. We just need to find out what the truth is here.
Yeah, it's almost like they deliberately pushed the needle into the bale of hay and say, good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's shift gears just a little bit, Congressman. Go to Lois Lerner in contempt. Realistically, what do you think is going to happen here? I mean, you really can't provide it. You know, she hasn't testified. She's been found in contempt. Immunity is not really an option because she's just going to say, well, really, I got immunity, but nothing really happened. We tried to tell you. But we all know that that's incorrect.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see, Tom, where this goes. There's two things that happened last week with the IRS. One, we found Lois Lerner to be in contempt of Congress, and the other is that we called on Attorney General Eric Holder to appoint a special counsel to investigate the IRS's targeting. And so it'll be interesting to see exactly what happens on both of those fronts. I think Speaker Boehner over the weekend said that they would not have Lois Lerner arrested. So the question is what's the next step? What's supposed to happen is the Attorney General is supposed to, take some action here. And so we're going to see. I think one of the things that's, you know, I think we'll know a lot here pretty quick if the Attorney General actually does appoint that special counsel or if he ignores Congress. And that could take this, you know, then to another level.
Well, as Boehner did, he was posed and asked the question, do you think that Eric Holder will do his job? And he said, quote, I don't know. And that's a very good point. Let's balls in his court. We can only imagine that it's going to be dusted under the rug, just like a lot of other things have been. If you'll hang with us, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes talking with Congressman Randy Neugebauer, 752 47 degrees. 7:56, Tom Collins, Lubbock's First News, Randy Neugebauer on the line. Congressman, thanks again for being with us. What's happening with the tax extenders? I know that a lot of people had been concerned about Section 179 and some other scenarios that would affect the flow and speed of business.
Absolutely. You know, Tom, one of the things we've been doing that's not been good policy, we've been doing temporary tax policy. So, we, you know, for 2 years or 3 years, we'd have this tax policy, and then it would expire. And so then the Congress would have to come back and decide whether to extend it or not. Last week, we extended a research tax credit. One of the things that America has to export is our innovation, and so this lets companies take certain tax credits for research and development. And so over in the Senate, there's a whole big package of tax extenders that are supposedly be considered over the next week or two, and I think possibly one of those could be the 179 deduction, which for the listeners out there that don't know that, allows you, if you buy an expensive piece of equipment, rather than amortizing it over a 3 or 5 or 7 year period, you could expense all of that expenditure in 1 year, and obviously that encourages companies to improve their companies by buying new machinery and so forth, and creates jobs for families and Americans across the country.
Well,
so,
I'm sorry, Congressman. I know that in this part of the country, that where agricultural equipment is concerned, there are a lot of people that cannot afford to buy new machinery unless 179 is in place.
Right.
That's right, because those tractors and harvesters are very expensive, and if you had a crop here where you made some good crop, you need to enhance your operation. That tax benefit allows you to pour more money back into upgrading your equipment and upgrading your farming operation. So it's very, very important to the producers in our region. I've heard from a number of them.
Okay, Congressman, let's switch gears to Boko Haram and that crisis. It's really a pathetic situation. Is there anything that we're going to do besides send out hashtag messages on Twitter? Realistically speaking, there was talk about the FBI standing by, a couple of weeks ago. Do we have SEAL teams ready? I mean, are we going to go into, are we tracking this? Is there intel on it, or are we not saying? We got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a tragic situation. There could be some things going on in the intel world. I've not had a briefing on that. One of the things maybe I'll try to do next week is see if there's any updates on that. But, obviously, we would be glad to, I think the U.S. would be glad to cooperate with them in any way that they would ask us to.
All right. Thanks for being with us, Randy. We'll talk to you next Monday, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.